And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
And this will be your desk, Trent.
Thank you, Mrs. Nichu.
Everything okay?
Now, this is where I'm going to be all day?
At your desk?
In this room.
Well, yes.
I can't leave the room at all?
You're not in a prison camp, Trent. Why don't you go meet some of your fellow students, and we'll start in a few minutes.
All right.
Hey, you're the new kid, aren't you?
I'm Trent.
I've seen you around. I'm Aaron. All the new kids have to pass the initiation.
The what?
Entire Greek alphabet, go.
What?
6 seconds.
I don't know that...
3 seconds.
Alpha...
Time's up. Now pi to 30 digits, go.
Pi?
6 seconds.
Actually, you know, I need to go out in the hall for a minute.
We're not finished yet.
I need some air.
No, wait. Here, I'll help you. 3.14159265358979.
Oh, Marvin, thank goodness. You gotta help me.
What's wrong?
It's terrible. I'll be isolated. I'll never see normal people again.
What happened?
I've been put in the gifted class.
Let's stop for a minute, Marvin.
Whoa, Leah.
So, how are you doing over there?
Okay. Except I feel like I'm sliding off my saddle, Aubrey. These things come with seatbelts.
Hold on to the horn.
This horse has a horn? Is she part rhinoceros?
I mean the horn at the front of the saddle. Here, look how I'm holding my hands.
Okay, I've got it.
Well, howdy. How's it going?
I finally got on the horse.
We took the short trail.
This is fun. You should have horseback rides as an activity at the Timothy Center, Mr. Riley.
You're not the first person to mention that, but with only 3 horses, you can't do much of a group trail ride.
Okay, Marvin. Let's review what we talked about earlier. If you want the horse to turn left...
What's the matter?
Ben must have started the tractor. Leah can get awful jumpy when the tractor's running. Now be careful.
Calm down, Leah.
I better tell Ben to wait.
Whoa! What happened?
Wow, the tractor backfired. Rolling, whoa. Now, calm down.
She's not going.
She's bolting.
Marvin!
Oh, I'll stop her. Go, Rachel. Yeah.
Be careful, Aubrey.
Giddy up.
Help me.
Marvin, pull back on the reins.
What?
Pull back on the reins. Oh, come on, Rachel, catch up. Good girl. Now, just relax. Good running, Rachel. Are you okay, Marvin?
You saved my life.
Why don't you get down, and we'll call it a day.
Are you kidding me? That was cool! I want to do it again!
Sorry. I make it a point not to risk my riders' lives more than once a day.
Aw, man!
So is mine. Look, the piece is almost gone. And if that goes, the only option is that mystery casserole the lunch lady cooked up.
Oh, this isn't the time to complain about trivial matters. I need to think of a way to get out of the gifted class.
How about you stop using phrases like trivial matters? Oh, there goes another piece. Besides, I don't know what the big deal is. The gifted class sounds like fun to me. They get to go on cool field trips.
Marvin, think about it. Do you ever see the kids in the gifted class outside their room?
I see one in the lunch line right now.
They're isolated like lab rats. I'll never talk to my friends again. The gifted class is like a black hole, a roach trap. You go in, and you never come back out.
Oh, there it goes. The last slice of pizza. Man, you were so close.
Marvin!
What?
You've got to help me. I have to get out of this class.
Just stop being so smart.
How am I going to do that?
I don't know. Act dumb.
What do you mean?
Pretend like you're not smart. Don't raise your hand in class, and if you do get called on, say anything except the right answer.
You mean I should get an answer wrong? Are you crazy?
You were the one who said you wanted out.
Ooh.
Here comes Mrs. Nichu. This is your chance.
I can't pretend I'm not smart.
Fine, stay in the roach trap.
Trent.
Mrs. Nichu. Oh, good. You're here just in time. Marvin and I were discussing, Afghanistan.
We were?
Yeah. I was telling Marvin...
How?
Afghanistan is a kind of sweater, but he seems to think Afghanistan is a country. How silly.
Well, it is a country.
Told you.
Well, you're right again, Marvin. Oh, I guess I'm not smart like you and most other students in this school.
Okay. Anyway, I forgot to give this to you earlier. It's a permission slip for the Academic Olympics for your parents to sign.
Oh, yes, the Olympics. I can't wait to throw my javelin.
No, it's the Academic Olympics, Trent.
I'm sorry, what were you talking about?
Everyone in the gifted class participates. Connellsville has beaten us for years, but I think we have a good chance this time. We'll talk about it later.
Okay, bye.
See? That wasn't so tough. Unlike this mystery casserole.
I felt 40 IQ points spilling out of my brain just as I was standing here. This isn't so bad!
You want some more oats, Rachel?
Here you go.
Aubrey.
Oh, hi, Mr. Riley.
You were great out there yesterday when you went after Marvin. I never saw Rachel run like that.
She's a good horse.
And you are a great rider.
Yeah, right.
No, really. I've seen you take those jumps with Rachel. You should compete in a show. You've got a lot of natural talent.
No, thanks. I've seen those shows. They're for people who know what they're doing. I've only been riding for a year or so.
I could train you, and you're a fast learner. I should talk to your parents about this and see what they think.
Thanks, Mr. Riley, but I don't need any more opportunities to look ridiculous. I appreciate it, though. I'll see you tomorrow.
We're not through talking about this. Not by a long shot.
Oh, hi, Mr. Riley.
I'm sorry to bother you here at home, but you've just got to see this.
What?
It's a flyer for the annual Hunter Jumper competition. Next Saturday.
A horse show? I appreciate this, Mr. Riley, but I already told you. I'm not interested.
Why not?
Because I don't know what I'm doing. I've never ridden in a show. I won't know the first thing about what to do.
It's not a national competition. Besides, I've been to plenty of horse shows and I can train you. It's simple. The first part is a jump competition, which is individual, and then a flat class, where all the horses go out into the ring and demonstrate their walk, canter, and you know how to do all of that.
I couldn't possibly win.
I don't care if you win. I just want you to enter.
Mr. Riley, I don't mean any disrespect, but why do you care about this so much?
I told you. You have a gift, and I can't sit by and watch you waste it.
But it's not like I'm gifted in brain surgery. No one's gonna die if I don't fulfill my gift as a horseback rider this very second.
But if you keep putting it off, you'll never do it.
How do you know?
Because that's exactly what happened to me.
What do you mean?
Not many people know this about me, Aubrey. But years ago, I had a special gift. I had a friend named Andrew Kiley. We were Kiley and Riley, a vaudeville team.
Vaudeville? Like skits and singing and dancing?
Well, something like that, yes. We did comedy sketches, routines, even a song or two.
You did comedy?
Well, I know that surprises you here. I haven't said anything funny in 20 years. But you put me on the stage with a couple of good jokes, and I could have them rolling in the aisles.
That's great, Mr. Riley. So what happened?
Well, Andrew and I were a team for 5 years. We did shows all around the local area. Then one day we got a break. Andrew knew a friend who lived in New York. The guy bought a dinner theater, and he wanted the two of us to come perform.
Wow. Well, did you go?
No. No, I said we should wait a while until we were really prepared. That was just an excuse, though. Truth be told, I was scared. But Andrew, he decided to go anyway.
So it broke up your team.
I haven't talked to him in 15 years.
Well, did he make it in New York?
You mean you haven't heard of Andrew Kiley?
No.
Oh, he had a very successful television career. I just saw him on TV the other day. Made me start thinking about what could have happened back then.
So that's what started all of this.
Now, Aubrey, I'm not going to say I think I wasted my whole life because of that decision. I believe God's used me in special ways, even though I ignored that talent. But I do regret not doing more with my gift.
How long has it been since you did a routine on stage?
Seems like decades. I probably couldn't tell a joke now if it was written out for me on a highway billboard.
You should try.
No way. No.
No, really. There's an amateur night every week at the Silver Winds restaurant. You should do a routine.
Oh, I can't even remember any jokes, much less tell them in front of an audience.
Okay, I'll make you a deal.
What?
I'll do the horse show if you do your comedy show.
You're a sneaky one, Miss Shepherd.
I know.
I'll get back to you.
Using Planck's hypothesis, it was found that the scattered light has a wavelength different than that of the incident light. And that's how another leap was made into the exciting field of quantum physics. The end.
Thank you, Aaron. Very nicely done. Well researched. Trent, you're next.
Okay. I'm doing my report on mustard.
Excuse me, mustard?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
Mustard is what's called a condiment. You find mustard in supermarkets in the mustard aisle, and sometimes you find it on hamburgers. Mustard is yellow, except when it's brown. Here, I have a bottle of each.
Trent, you can finish your report on another day. Okay, class. Next week, we'll divide up into your brainstorming groups. So bring your think books. Trent, could I speak with you for a minute?
Okay, sure. Yes, Mrs. Nichu?
I'm curious. You haven't really been on top of things in class lately. Is there anything you want to tell me?
Not really.
Well, why hasn't your work been up to its usual standards?
Mrs. Nichu, I think the answer is simple.
Oh?
I'm getting dumber.
I highly doubt that, Trent. Look, sometimes when kids get in a gifted class, they have a hard time adjusting, and they feel very nervous around their fellow classmates. Do you think that's it?
No, I think I'm getting dumber.
I'll tell you what. The Olympics are on Saturday. That's really when you'll get to know the kids in class, and you'll see you're just like them.
Okay.
You have a good evening, Trent.
Thank you. Bye. Just like them? Like Aaron? I've got to get out of here. It's time for drastic action. I think the Olympics may be the place for it.
You have such a nice, soft mane, Rachel.
All right, Aubrey. It's your turn.
My turn for what?
I just signed up for an audition at the Silver Wind.
To do your vaudeville act?
A version of it, yes.
That's great!
And I'm sure I'll make a complete fool of myself. Now, you live up to your end of the deal.
Well, I guess I need to ask my parents.
That's correct. Very good, Mr. Evans. The score is now 97 for Connellsville and 95 for Odyssey. And our last question before the final round goes to Odyssey Middle School and Trent DeWitt.
Oh, man, he hasn't answered a question right all day.
Trent, name the first man-made object to touch the moon.
The first man-made object? Neil Armstrong's shoe?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. The correct answer is Luna 2. The score remains 97 to 95. We'll have a short timeout before we move on to the final round.
How in the world did you get into the gifted class? Neil Armstrong's shoe?
Are you nervous or something, Trent?
No, I'm just not as smart as everyone thinks.
I don't think that's possible.
Trent, can I speak with you in private for a minute?
Sure, Mrs. Nichu.
Let's go over here.
If we're kicking him off the team, don't worry about hurting our feelings.
That's enough, Aaron. What's going on with you, Trent?
What do you mean?
You knew that question. Last semester you did a report on moon exploration, and you had an entire sidebar on Luna 2.
Oh, yeah. I must have forgotten. I told you I'm getting dumber.
Now, Trent, I know that's not it. Tell me the truth.
I don't want to be in the gifted class.
And you thought that hiding your intelligence was the way to get out?
Maybe.
Why don't you want to be in the class?
I don't fit in.
Honey, you've barely been in the class a week. You haven't given it a chance.
Sure I have. But I'm not like any of them, especially Aaron.
Aaron's a little bit different. But everyone in the class is just like you. They're smart, they're talented, and they're good kids.
But I miss being around my old friends, in my old classes.
Well, is that a good reason to not challenge yourself?
I have other reasons, too.
I can't make you stay. If you want to go back to your old schedule, that's fine.
I do.
All right. I'll talk to your parents about it, and we'll see about taking you off the enrollment.
Okay. Thanks.
But will you at least help your team on this last question?
Yeah.
And Trent, let me say one thing, and then I'll let it go. I wish I had more kids with the potential that you have. You could be just about anything you want to be, and I don't say that to many people. Please, don't let that go to waste. And the final question is a team question. Ready? Approximately how many planet Earths would fit in the distance between the Earth and the Moon?
I know how to do this.
Yeah, sure you do. Okay, let's see. First, you take the distance between the Earth and the Moon, right, Ashley?
Right.
Which is approximately 238,606.5 miles. You divide by the circumference of the Earth, 24,855 miles.
And you get, let's see...
About 130. Our answer is one...
Wait! That's not it!
How do you know?
You wouldn't take the circumference. You need the diameter.
Diameter?
Don't listen to him, Ashley. He didn't even know Luna 2.
No, listen. You take the circumference and divide it by pi, which is, Aaron...
3.1415926.
Yeah. And you get, 7,912 miles. Now divide into the distance between the Earth and the Moon.
238,606.5 miles.
And we get, the answer is 30. 30 Earths fit between here and the Moon.
That's correct!
Yes!
Nice!
Odyssey gets 5 points for a score of 100.
We did it. You got it, Trent.
Odyssey wins the Academic Olympics.
You're here.
Yep.
Are you nervous?
Are you kidding? Even my ears are sweating.
Don't worry about it. You'll do just fine. Well, we'd better get Rachel out of the trailer. She's getting kind of antsy. You got that side of the door?
Yep. Oh, careful, Rachel.
Oh,
steady.
Look out. Oh, what did she do?
She stepped off the side of the ramp. I think she's okay, though.
Well, let me take a look. Let's see. Well, it's too early to tell if she hurt herself. She might have injured her hock joint, though.
Then she shouldn't jump today.
Probably wouldn't be the best idea. But what else can we do? I really want you to compete.
Well, I could still compete in the flat class. That wouldn't irritate her joint.
And the jumping segment of the competition?
Rachel's health is more important. I'll need to forfeit that part.
Okay, everyone, no shoving. There's plenty of seats on the bus for everyone. We're heading to Wits End for ice cream and then back to school.
Can I sit next to you, Trent?
Sure.
Well, I just got off the phone with your parents, and they said that if you want to go back to your regular classes, that was all right with them. They'll talk to you about it tonight.
Really?
I think they're disappointed, but they don't want to force you to be part of something you don't want to. So, starting Monday, you'll be back on your old class schedule.
Cool! Thanks, Mrs. Nichu.
I'm gonna sit up front.
All right.
Hey, Trent, is this seat taken?
Nope, go ahead.
Thanks. That was great today, wasn't it?
Yeah, it turned out okay.
I never thought we'd beat Connellsville. They've won so many years in a row, it's ridiculous. So, are you into space stuff?
Oh, yeah!
Cool, I want to be an astronaut when I grow up, or maybe a support technician.
You're kidding! That's what I want to be, too!
You know, you have to work really hard to be an astronaut. Only one out of every 250 people who apply get in.
Yeah, I know.
That's one reason I'm glad I'm in the gifted class. In the fall, some of us get to go to space camp for a week.
Really?
Yeah, and I figured with so much competition out there, I need to challenge myself now. You can't just slide by and expect to become an astronaut, right?
Right.
But we've got nothing to worry about, Trent. The gifted class is our ticket to anything we want to do.
Great. Glad to hear it.
You had a long day today, didn't you, Rachel? We'll get that leg all healed up, good as new.
Aubrey?
I'm in here, Mr. Riley.
I should have known you'd be out here. You did a good job today, and I'm really proud of you.
I didn't win. Not even close.
Well, you may not have gotten a ribbon, but you won in another way. You will never believe the phone call I just got.
Who was it?
Linda James. She was one of the other competitors at the show today.
I remember her.
Well, when you started the flat class, she asked me about you dropping out of the jumping part of the competition. And I explained to her what happened to Rachel and how you were just watching out for her. She was really impressed.
Why is that?
She thought it showed that you cared more about the horse than you did winning. Anyway, it seems she wants to retire a few of her horses from the shows so that they can lead a quieter life. And she thought maybe you would be a good person to take care of them.
You're kidding.
Looks like we'll finally have trail rides at the Timothy Center.
That's great.
And just think, this never would have happened if you didn't go to the show.
Well, I never would have done it if you hadn't pushed me.
Well, we all need a kick in the pants now and then. Even me.
Hey, that's right. When are you doing your routine?
Actually, I'm not.
Huh?
I auditioned. But I wasn't put on the bill.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. At least I gave it a shot, right?
Yeah. Do it for me.
What?
Your routine. I want to see it.
Oh, you mean right now?
Yes, right now. Please?
Oh, well, you know what? I would love to. Why don't you just sit down right there in the front row?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, now you see, we'd come out on stage, the two of us, and we'd start talking. And
in 1 Timothy chapter 4, the Apostle Paul gives advice to a young disciple. In verse 14, he tells Timothy, "Do not neglect the gift that is in you." God gives us a lot of different abilities, from academics to sports to art to music to being good with animals. And He wants us to use those abilities, not to waste them. It takes work and time to master the skills that God has given us. But if we do, there can be great rewards for our hard work. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Potential Possibilities was written by Marshall Younger, Nathan Hoopler, and Kathy Buchanan, and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Walker Edmiston, Danielle Judovitz, Sherry Belgeau, Corey Padnos, Kendra Berry, and Michael Fahey. Our sound designer was Glenn Montjoy. And our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.